Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Buddy Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and Friends, and we're back.
Why do we wear?
Hang on 1 second.
Did you say six?
Round 16. This is how fucking scattered I am. I just pressed stop mid sentence. I'm in control here, and I just pressed stop. Anyway, it's still going.
Oh, still going.
Yeah, it's going again.
We on?
Yeah, no, we're on.
So I still don't understand why we wear headphones.
It helps you to hear how loud you are. So hopefully you can self-regulate your microphone use.
However, I can't listen to myself. I can't hear myself in my own ears.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking.
What about now? Can you hear that?
I can hear everything loud.
Is that louder?
I don't know.
Can I hear myself thanking people who bought shit merch after Star Tondays one?
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Is that loud?
Swanneeandfriends.com.au. As I said, I like that you've gone and put 5 stars. The ratings. I like that you've said some nice things. I like it more when you buy some shit merch.
Absolutely, and Dane loves that.
Well, Dane signed so many of them at the moment that I'm not making him work.
This
all I'm doing
true.
Is just mailing out things that people buy.
Star Tontos. You didn't go great in the footy, but I was there to pick you up.
Well, as I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm happy to get 0-9 if we get racing.
Got all my mate, I tipped every.
You're good at footy.
I tipped all 9.
Winners.
Yeah, just didn't get a couple right in the line, but.
We still get people say, well, they tip Collingwood and Port. This is about points in.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, do you feel like you need to clarify that?
No, we're not talking to those people because they don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not listening.
Stop
they're not,
now.
They're not listening to this show if they don't know
now.
What it means.
That's a bit rude. Well, I was going to say the A word then, but I didn't.
Arsehole.
No.
Anus.
I apologize. But we don't do that on this show. So, now that I've figured out how not to press the stop button when I'm talking, it's round 16 of the AFL Premiership season. The first round is a Thursday night matchup between the Brisbane Lions and the Western Bulldogs up at the Gabba in Queensland. It's a 7:20 p.m. bounce to that smartass on my Instagram. I see you and I hear you. Thank you very much. The Lions are playing paying $1.42. Western Bulldogs, $2.79. The line is -13.5 to Brisbane. And the over-under's Dane is 174.5.
Thank you for telling me, Samantha. Dogs have got a horrendous run the next 5 or 6 weeks. They may struggle to make the finals. Well, if they do, they're going to fucking earn it.
Yep.
Brisbane were disgusting last weekend. That's why they're not winning the flag. They can't win in the MCG. But, you know, a bit like math science, the more they lose on the MCG, the closer they are to winning one. So,
this is true.
It could be the next one, especially if they play Melbourne, because they've been hammered by them a bit. Lord, math science.
Let me repeat what I said in part one, though. At the moment, $8.80 is a very good price for Brisbane for the fight for the flag because they overreacted, and you can trade out. They will start shorter than $8.80 at some stage. You would think.
Two goals. I think Brisbane bounced back. Bailey back in. Zorko playing.
Zorko back in.
Yep. Dogs are going all right, but high scoring, so I was tempted to take the over, but it's a fucking high line.
And it's also going to be raining.
Raining, well.
22 degrees, but rain. Raining.
If the rain gets humid, ball gets slippery. I don't like tipping unders because I don't like watching a shit game. So
it might not be raining by that time. What time did I say the game
It might be all right. for Thursday.
7:20. It should
I'm taking Brisbane to cover the line. I think they bounce back in a big way.
By the way, you got Melbourne wrong last week too.
Why?
Everyone got Melbourne wrong. Who thought Melbourne would win by that much? You happen to win.
Yeah.
But you didn't think they'd win by that much.
No, I think it tipped like 24 points, something like that.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, obviously I'm being a smartass, but I'm saying from a learning perspective, you should always look at a game and say, well, what did the market get right? What did they get wrong? It's unbelievable how many they get spot on.
Yeah.
It goes right to the line.
Mm-hmm.
That one they didn't. Brisbane just didn't turn up. So with that in mind, there's actually, I don't know if I'm looking for a pattern when there isn't one. But three non-Melbourne sides have not turned up the week after a bye.
Okay.
Sydney against Port, Fremantle against Carlton, and Brisbane against Melbourne in away games. So maybe there's a bit of a training load or maybe the reverse. They enjoyed their week off.
Mm. Went to Bali.
Yep. So Brisbane should rebound hard. It's a high line, 174.5.
It is.
So I'm going from a quirky one. I've found a quirky one.
Good for you. We like that.
If it's a high-scoring game, how many is Joe Danaher kick?
Four or five.
He's $2.05 to kick three goals or more.
Oh.
Yeah.
He should kick three goals or more. So I'm going Joe Danaher.
Ooh. Quirky.
Quirky.
I like it.
Quirky. Three goals or more, $2.05.
Well, thank you for you and your quirks, Ralph. We wouldn't have you any other way.
No.
Friday Night Football. Carlton are hosting St Kilda under the roof. At Marvel Stadium.
I wonder why that line was so high. Yeah. Go.
Why?
Total points.
7:50 p.m. bounce. Carlton are paying $1.56. St Kilda, $2.45. The line is -9.5 to Carlton. The over-unders, Ralph, is 162.5.
Generally got Carlton wrong all year.
Mm.
Everyone has one side that they
got them right on the weekend against Freo.
You did. So, what's happened since their injury list and why is Michael Voss a good coach? Because they're still winning, scoring less. So, bigger defensive mindset because they've had injuries and they're still getting away with it. St Kilda, this is a technical term, but recently they've been shit.
They have.
They should have bounced back against Essendon and said they went the other way.
Mm.
It's always hard to rebound significantly unless you're a really good side, and they're not a really good side. They just have to be playing at their best to be adequate, and they're not. Last three games, 32, 72, 57, they've been scoring. Carlton have been averaging about 80 since they were averaging over 100 once injuries kicked in. That tells me that Voss is going to back their defensive nature, not let St Kilda get away with it. And I'm going the under.
Well,
see what you're doing
this now. May make no sense because form, this has got nothing to do with form.
No.
This is the equivalent of Carlton. We're up and about the weekends. They've primed themselves. I think they had the bye week before or something like that. Prime themselves. This is the equivalent of them having a big night, big bender. Now they're coming down. Yes. They're on the way down.
Peak run.
Terrible Tuesday. You know, I think, they set themselves last week. I think they just might have a flat one. I think the Saints need to bounce back. I think they need to show something. So I'm taking the Saints +9.5 just on a Carlton come down.
That is controversial, Dane, but it's math science, is it?
It's math science, yeah.
Well, you can't argue with it, really, can you? And you can't argue with your form, Dane.
Can't, no. Sure. All I do is tip winners.
All I do is win. Saturday football. Essendon are hosting the Sydney Swans at the MCG. 1:45 p.m. bounce. Essendon are paying $3.41. Sydney, $1.32. The line is +19.5 to Essendon. Over-unders is 167.5, and on Saturday in East Melbourne, it's going to be drizzling, top of 13 degrees, Dane.
Well, I didn't mind the overs, but the drizzle may have scared me off. Do I take on the weather?
The weather will be okay.
It'll
be cold.
The weather...
A little drizzle won't be...
Ralph says, I was going to take the Swans at the line, but Ralph gives me the all clear about the weather, give me the over.
So what's the overline again?
167 or something.
The overline for that game is 167.5.
Well, do I take the Swans into the over? No, just give me the over. Just give me the over.
So this is a fork in the road game. Essendon are broken if they get beaten heavily here. Broken.
What a North Melbourne then.
This could be a completely fucked. But also Essendon have got the freight to do something about it.
Mm.
I can't see change not happening if this is a big win to Sydney.
Are you talking coach?
I'll give them out. They come up against an absolute buzzsaw of a side last week. You could smell that coming from a mile away, couldn't you? It was just fucking glorious to see.
And Dane, having never been good enough to get anywhere near the top level, I still say my observational skills and math science skills says that when you're four goals down with 3 minutes to go, chipping it around sideways on your back line is probably not a good winning strategy.
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
It's probably a side.
Reminiscent of Collingwood last year.
Doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Mm.
I just got to go with form. Sydney 19 and a half.
Yeah.
Go with it. Go with it, Ralph. Dane, what do you think?
He's I've already got on you, Samantha. Yeah.
You said it in Spanish.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Well, lucky the next game is in Adelaide. Adelaide are hosting Melbourne, your mob.
Hang on a sec. You sure that was decaf?
You're going to say that in Mexican? Do you understand?
4:35 p.m. bounce over at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide are paying $5. $5.50. Melbourne, $1.15. Plus 33.5 to Adelaide is the line. The over-unders is 162.5 to you, Ralph. Do you need a weather check?
No.
I'll have it.
On a Saturday,
I've checked.
14 degrees, no rain.
So the Ds, that was the best they've played since the grand final. The best they've played. And it was after three really bad games. So the form rebound came from nowhere. And I think when a coach is good enough to do that, that tells you that Michael Voss is coach of the year.
Ooh.
Craig McRae?
Or Craig McRae, but definitely not Simon Goodwin. Whatever happens, there's no chance Simon Goodwin should be given any credit whatsoever because, let's face it.
He's got a bit of talent there.
Yeah. So he should never get any credit whatsoever.
No, I don't think so.
No. I would think that's a hang sign on, of a good
on,
coach.
Hang on. Yeah. So you're saying...
Is your sarcasm...
Yeah.
I thought if Sam goes further, I actually had to stop it.
Yeah. You don't want to embarrass herself again.
It's really going into that one.
So.
I was looking inquisitively.
But, and I'm just trying to use a bit of psychology, observational psychology here, Dane. That if the backs was to the wall, the Stephen May, blah, 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 we're not shit. We've lost three in a row, and they could not have played any better. You generally can't match that a second week in a row.
Yep.
Interstate against Adelaide, low injury list. Adelaide, who were kicking sideways, got a bit of accuracy back next week. I'm tempted 33.5 the Crows, but the boys are just backing themselves a bit. Now they've got low injuries again. So I just think it'll be, and I'll notice the line's actually already gone up over 162.5. I think there'll be lots of goals kicked and a good game to watch. Twilight on Saturday. I've got people coming over. I don't have to speak to them.
You're not flying over and leaving at halftime?
It's tempted.
No. Well, I'm very similar. I think Adelaide had the bye last week. But
yep.
They may have played them into some decent form. 33.5. I was see the Melbourne 1-39 to give me that little bit. They give me that extra goal. Or what's the better value? Let's have a look.
The one that wins is the better value.
Yeah, well,
never ever forget that, Dane. The one that makes your money is the better value.
I know, but
the one that loses your money is shit value.
Give me Melbourne 1-39. $2.25. If the Crows win, I'll be filthy.
Well, you will be. Because you won't win.
I know.
Won't we all be? Moving on to the next game.
Better write that down. Get rid of Adelaide plus 33.5 so I don't early crow when I've got the wrong fucking result.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods,
all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
We're going to head down to
39.
Geelong, yeah. AKA Antarctica.
Well, it's in Geelong too. That's Geelong? Not changing me a pick.
GMHBA Stadium, Geelong are hosting North Melbourne with a 7:25 PM bounce. The Cats are paying $1.01. North Melbourne.
Is there value there?
Value.
Do we put them in your multis?
Thick old $19 to the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Just a bit time out. You know when there's two good games at the same time and people go, wow, they should never, ever, ever be games overlapping in AFL football.
This is the reason why.
Thank fuck there's a game of overlapping. So we can watch Gold Coast and Collingwood and just flip it over and see the scores.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, totally agree with what you're saying there. $1 to Geelong. North Melbourne are $19. -65.5 to Geelong. And the over-unders for this game is 161.5. Dane?
Well.
It's going to be cold.
You know what?
9 degrees.
Okay, are we done? Yep, okay.
5% chance of rain.
Okay.
Careful.
So, now, the momentum and the power, the wave of momentum we got on Twitter for the Eagles.
Yes.
We got them a win. It took us a while. Yep. Then they started covering. Mm-hmm. Then they got a win.
Yep.
So, I did my job there.
Hang on.
Now, there's another club in absolute disarray.
They need my power.
They need my Twitter power.
Is that what you call it?
They need some kind of juju. Jeff Walsh has gone back. Nothing's for nothing. Messaged him the other day. Go, you're not bad, Jeff. Take a fucking, I don't know what he's getting to do a review to find out this shit. I could go in there and do it. But don't fucking have to go inside that club to realise they're fucking woeful.
There is a group. I'll be generic, but they're very good at doing 380-page reports into sporting clubs and into situations where you could do it in two words like you would.
Yeah.
North.
There she is. Exactly. So we're saying this. I'm going to try and drum up.
Don't.
I am. I'm going to drum up some support. I know I said last week I cannot back them until they prove to me they can cover and they won easy. Obviously, we got that easy in the end. But I feel sorry for them. And then the last thing any supporter wants to do is someone to feel sorry for their team. Feel sorry for the Kangas. We need them at least start the covering because they've been beaten about 8 weeks in a row by about 50 points or 40 points. I've seen that stat somewhere.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Which is horrendous. This is where we need relegation. But
who's on top of the VFA at the moment?
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be shit too. Could they be going any worse?
Couldn't be.
Exactly. And it might make them work a bit harder. Mid-season drafts, get some, you know, that's another reason why I think the mid-season draft would work, get some fucking blokes from Melbourne who can't get a game, who are much better than most of North, get them in and try and get them off fight relegation side, which I think the end of the season would be a lot better because sides just wouldn't be tanking and sides wouldn't be fucking just emptying out all the old blokes.
Cause they need to strengthen up each end. I reckon if there was a mid-season draft, they would go for Ben Brown and Robbie Tarrant, for instance.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm not sure Mackay going forward worked when Walker and Fogarty had days out. So, long story short, I'm on North to cover.
Don't.
I'm doing it.
What?
Yep.
To cup.
I'm doing it.
65.
11 goals in, I've got.
I wrote down Geelong 75 would have been fair.
Yeah.
Is dangerous.
Tom Stewart's not playing. Out. He misses it. You know, he's killed Bambi. yeah, but.
It was big, wasn't it?
I'm just trying to look for some positives. And that's me. I'm taking North. I'm taking North the line. I will be until they can cover. We've got to drum up some support
goals.
Some momentum for them online. That's what I'm doing. I'm selfless.
When was the last time a side went 7 weeks without kicking 10 goals?
Probably
1904.
This is in the club's history, it's the worst string of defeats.
It's just terrible.
Jeff Walsh will sort them out. I have faith in Jeffrey. There'll be a cover. 58 points they'll lose by.
I went to the Cadinia Park when Geelong kicked the record score, and late RIP, Dean Bailey was coaching. That was his last game. It has a smell of this. So if they score their usual 50 points North, Geelong need to score 20 goals to cover the over.
You think that can be done?
I think it'll be fill your boots. Yep. Really? 162 and a half over. I'll just go the over. And I'll barrack for my mate Dano.
161.
I'll barrack for Dano. Thanks, mate. If he can get the ruse home, he's just...
Not that it will matter, but it's 161.
I'm a genius if I can get the ruse. Just like Star Tantos. If I can get the ruse home here, what time do they play?
That's the Saturday night game. 7:25.
I'll be around then. Yeah, it's not during the day. So I'll get to watch them.
And as Ralph mentioned, at exactly the same time, 7:25 p.m. bounce up in Carrara, Metricon Stadium, Queensland. Gold Coast Suns are hosting Collingwood. The Suns are paying $1.78, Collingwood $2.08. The line is -3.5 to Collingwood. The over-unders is 148.5. Do you, Dane? Do you need weather?
Unfortunately...
Weather.
Weather. Do you need weather?
No, it's not going to bother me.
It's going to piss down.
Bucketing down.
What's the total? Was low, wasn't it?
19 degrees and raining.
Was the total 158?
148.
148. Oh, that's you're thinking. It has. It's tempting me, but unfortunately, I won't be able to watch the Pies game
because
I'll be watching the Kangas.
Yep, that's where your heart is.
I'll be throwing my full support behind the Kangas. Something needs to be done. That side needs to be addressed, and I'm the man to do it. No one else is sticking their hand up in the media. I don't know if I'm part of the media, but...
Your heart's where your wallet is.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I think that North Melbourne need a little bit more than just you getting behind them.
No.
No, I got West Coast a win, didn't I?
Did he?
He did.
Yeah. Personally. Yep. Well, the hottest team in the league, Geordie DeGoey, back this week. Hopefully he doesn't get out in the Gold Coast.
Stay away.
Doesn't get to Hollywood's or something like that, or a late night kebab shop, or anything like that. So,
I've got some advice for him.
The hottest team in the league. I can't see why you would back against the place. Maybe a bias talking because in the back of my head, I think five in a row. There's a math science about something here. There's math science about they're due for a dip. And if this was any other team, I would take the Suns. But I'm taking the Pies just purely because I barrack for them. But they are due a dip, and they've got a pretty good flight next four. I think this could be the one they lose, but I'll take the – what is it? Plus – I'll take – give me the 3.5 or something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's plus three – oh, -3.5 to Gold Coast. Yeah.
Started as a pick'em this game, so the pros have gone for the Suns. And I get why, because of – the old Suns would have rolled over and got beaten by 5 goals by Port. So
I was a bit nervous then. I was going to lay off because I had a fair bit of cash tied up in Port at the end of that game just to win. But, yeah, they got the job done.
So the problem, though, is heavy rain creates variance. Goals can be here or there. So I've got off the weather bandwagon for a couple. It didn't do me any good, so I'm back on the weather bandwagon. Just give me the unders.
Ooh.
Oh, you like that, do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
Sunday football. We're heading to the MCG. Richmond are hosting West Coast, 2:10 p.m. bounce. Richmond are paying $1.13, West Coast $6.05. The line is -37.5 to Richmond. The over-unders is 172.5. Sunday is looking sunny.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
14 and sunny.
What will West Coast score?
60, 70?
Yeah. So will Richmond score 100? That's high. They've only got three injuries, but they're three very good injuries, Prestia, Bolter and Cochin. I think they're just one of those get-the-job-done Tigers. So I'm thinking unders is a scrappy win for the Tigers, which means that you don't really want to go the unders, nor do you want to be with West Coast, so I'll go the unders total, 172.5, is a high line for one very, very shit side.
Yeah, Tigers 1-39 for me for that exact reason.
Fair enough. Quick one's a good one. GWS are hosting Hawthorn at Giants Stadium, 3:20 p.m. Giants are paying $1.50. Hawthorn $2.61. The line is -11.5 to Greater Western Sydney, and the over-unders is 154.5 to you, Dane.
What's the weather there?
Pissing
Shit.
Down.
Shit.
Bucketing down and 17 degrees.
Yep.
Well, I was going to take Yeah, give me the Giants minus 11.5. I was going to take the under, but once again, I don't like tipping unders and making people sit through a fucking horrible game. I think the wheels are off at the Hawks. While they try and flick it around, I think it's not good in the wet. I think GWS, they just run into a fucking very good side last week. Their form's been pretty good. So I think they can get it done up there. Two goals in, no problems.
Going nice and simple. Going with the weather again, 154.5 unders.
Thank you very much, lads. The final game of the round, Frio are hosting Port Adelaide over at Optus Stadium with 5:20 p.m. bounce. Frio are paying $1.40. Port Adelaide, $2.98. The line is minus 15.5. And the over-unders is 156.5. To you, Dane. Sunny and
I think Frio win this game. Yeah, I think they win easily. I think they bounce back. It's my best bet of the round.
Oh,
you like that Sunday Perth one?
Yeah, to get out. I was either going to do the first game of the week. No, we'll do Brisbane for best bet first, and then you double that.
Hang on.
Into Frio
responsibly.
That's my best bet. Brisbane into Frio.
Well, that keeps you engaged.
Yeah, so you start of the week and at the end of the week. They're my two. I think Freo bounced back. Fife's ready to tear one apart. We'll see about two or three back. It's been rusty, but I think Freo bounced back from the shellacking they copped on the weekend.
Port are running into a bit of form. I don't disagree with you, though, Dane. That was the Freo's mulligan. I think it'll be a nice game to watch, and I think that's a low over. So 156.5 is my bet. 156.5.
Thank you for your bet, Ralph. He's given us his best bet. Do you have a best bet for us?
So my best bet is the unders shit weather double.
Right.
So ooh.
The last two games of the...
So that's the Gold Coast and Collingwood, yeah, and GWS and Hawthorn, both the unders. So I'll just leave that at that. That's the $3.80... $3.60.
Yeah.
$3.65, I think. My racing one. Pressure's on now.
And the good, exactly. Everyone's going to be just fast-forwarding to the end of this, waiting for a horse race.
Should we get your multi first, finish off the footy?
Okay, yeah. Well, the two best bets, Brisbane, Frio, Richmond 1-39, and the Sydney over.
Thank you.
So that's Dano. So it's the Brisbane Carnival's finished, but we've been tracking a few horses. If you want my Flemington work, racetrackralphie.com.au. There's two horses. I don't even know if they're running. I think they're going to be running because I look at noms and we record Wednesday morning and the acceptances haven't come through. So there's two we've been tracking. One's called Vinco. This is both at the Sunshine Coast.
Write this down, Vinco.
Sunshine Coast. I think it's called the Glass House. I think it's called. It's the main race anyway on Saturday. The Caloundra. Horse called Vinco. It was very good. Two starts ago. Had no luck last start. Big track suits it. And there's a horse called Without Thinking. It was at Ipswich last start. Too far back on a tight track. Its best ever run was at the Sunshine Coast, and it will be at the Sunshine Coast this week. And it's in the 1,800-metre race if it's running. So they're the two, Vinco and Without Thinking, assuming they're running, and they should both be reasonable odds. And hopefully that gives you something to barrack for, Sam.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for your pearlers. Thank you for your efforts across the
season
so
far.
Thank you. I try my best. I do. It may not be the best, but I try.
That's all you can ask.
That's all you can ask. If you're going to have a flutter over the weekend, please do it responsibly. We'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.